Hi, welcome to the embodiment meditation from the Embody You Play Shop. Take a few moments now to notice how you're feeling, both your emotions and how you're feeling in your body. Choose a word or two to describe how you are in this moment. Noticing, being aware of yourself and what's going on inside you is an important part of being present. And being embodied is all about being present in the moment. You can't be embodied in the past or the future. You can only be embodied now. Doing this, listening to this meditation, taking time for yourself, is such an important part of doing your work in the world. This is how you feed yourself energetically. This is how you tune your inner radio to the station you want to hear, instead of just taking in whatever you happen to come across. This is where your intention comes in, where you honor yourself, your body, your energy, your emotions, your thoughts, so that you are moving through your day with alignment. This is about creating space. Space for your creativity. Space for you to show up. Space in your body, your mind, your emotions, and your energy. Now we're going to do the energy movements that we did in the play shop and from your handout. You can do them while you're sitting down, lying down, or standing up, whatever you prefer. And the first one we're going to do is the four thumps. Rub or tap deeply on your cheekbones, directly beneath your eyes. Keep tapping as you feel yourself becoming more grounded and more calm, which is what happens as you activate these acupressure points. Take a deep breath. And now move to the two points just below the inner corners of your collarbones. You may feel a little hollow or indention there, maybe not. Tapping there increases your vitality, your balance, your focus, your mental clarity. This is great to do when you feel scattered or overwhelmed, because it helps you concentrate. Feel that as you tap and breathe. And now tap along your breastbone in the middle of your chest. This stimulates your thymus gland, which is key to your immune system. So doing this every day will give your immune system a great boost. It also helps clear and open up your heart energy. So really breathe into this space as you tap. And now you're going to tap on the rib just below your bra line, either directly below your breasts or below your armpits. Just below the breast is a neurovascular point. Below your armpits is an acupressure point, both relating to the spleen. Stimulating these points helps you metabolize food, process thoughts and emotions. And doing all four of these together is like charging your batteries every day, giving yourself a great energy and vitality boost. And there's a cumulative effect to doing all of these energy movements every day, even multiple times a day. Now we're going to do the cross crawl. You're going to touch your left arm to your right leg, and then your right arm to your left leg. You can touch wrist to knee, elbow to knee, wrist to ankle, whatever feels good to you. And again, you can do this sitting, lying down, standing. Doing this is important because the right hemisphere of the brain controls the left side of the body. The left hemisphere controls the right side of the body. So having flow here is so important to your overall health and your overall functioning and vitality. Doing this promotes your well-being. Now we're going to do the energy hookup. You'll use the middle finger of each hand, putting one middle finger in your navel and one between your eyebrows. And with both fingers, gently and firmly push in and lift up and hold that as you breathe in and out. Doing this hooks up the meridian in the front of your body and the one that goes along your spine in the back of your body. It connects your upper body of the doing and your lower body that moves you through the world. It's a powerful way to move oxygen through your body, which increases your energy. And it actually creates a force that helps every other energy system in your body. When you feel ready, you can put your hands down. Now notice how you're feeling in your body. How grounded and centered you are. If you have any little thoughts or feelings come up, just let them. Like watching bubbles in a glass or clouds going by. These aren't the truth of who you are. Emotions are energy in motion. They are meant to flow. They bring us energy and get us into movement. They're not meant to be held on to or wallowed in, but to be felt, acknowledged, and allowed to move. Thoughts, too, are meant to flow. You'll hear thoughts from many parts of you. And a lot of them you can simply watch go by without attaching to them, without judging them, without giving them extra energy. They are simply thoughts. That's why it's so important to be connected with this deeper part of you. Knowing what's truly resonant for you. Aligning all of you with what you are here to do. Feeling yourself in your body, grounded into the earth, connected to higher purpose, connected to your expanded consciousness. Connected to and aligned with what truly matters to you. To why you do what you do in the world. To the gifts that you are here to share. Connected to your talents, your experiences, your expertise. Feel how your connection with others comes from your connection with yourself. And how when you are connected with yourself, you are guiding your ship. Rather than just being tossed around by the wind and waves around you. When you are guiding yourself, you can move with life. Taking advantage of the opportunities that come to you. Moving into the spaces that call to you and are resonant for you. Feel how when you are connected with yourself, you show up in ways that are authentic, vulnerable, powerful, and true to you. Feel how when you are connected with yourself, you are available for connection to others. And how you naturally connect in ways that honor who you are. What you need and want. And now focus again on your breathing. With each inhale, feel yourself receiving from the universe, from life. As you exhale, feel yourself moving out into the world, giving from your abundance, from your gifts. From your purpose and what you want to create in the world. Feel this beautiful balance of receiving and giving. How the more deeply you receive, the more you have to give. How energized you feel from the receiving and the giving. How that brings you life and vitality and allows you to shine with the truth of who you are. Feel that you are ready to take action, and that you can do it from this space of being.